Welcome to another ASAP Athletic Strength and Power Podcast, the most reliable and sensible strength training and conditioning information for coaches and athletes. This ASAP video is brought to you by the Iron Grip Barbell Company, American-made, world-class products. Anything else is a compromise. This is Ed Sicali with Athletic Strength and Power Podcasts. Today I'm back in Cincinnati, Ohio at Kim Wood's Football Strength Clinic. It's like a two-day affair here. Joining me for this podcast today is Alex Marvez. He's the Fox Sports NFL guru, if you will, and I'll let him explain his official title and what he's doing in Cincinnati today.
I like that, Ed. Usually I call Kim Wood my guru, but instead I'll take the guru title for today. I just feel that the strength clinic is so important because football strength training, as you know, Ed, is just so vital. It's proper training for our athletes. And you go to programs around the country and you see programs that are better than others, where the emphasis sometimes is more on bodybuilding rather than, I think, protecting the players from what's the most important. And because this is such an elite level program, and because of my support of what Kim Wood believes in and what he teaches, as well as Mike Gittleson, as well as John Wood, I feel it's imperative that I come up here and attend this event.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And you happen to be in the area also for, I think, the Rookie Symposium. Is that what
Kim was saying? Yeah, I was up in Cleveland for the NFL Rookie Symposium. And, you know, it's interesting because the league, the reality is this, you're not going to reach every player. But I will tell you this, the learning curve, I think, is really going up, Ed. I think that the players I spoke to this year, the rookies were smarter than they had been in the past. And I think some of that's happening at the college level. In the NFL, and I'll have a story about this up at foxsports.com next week, NFL even recently introducing a prep academy where they got 40 freshmen in high school who have already been offered scholarships to colleges. Think about that. They are now in a program where they're going to have mentors on an NFL level because the NFL wants to build its leaders for tomorrow in college. And if these 40 are successful, they'll introduce another 40 down the road, another 40, maybe start expanding the numbers and try to make it so that athletes can have a successful transition to the NFL. But at 21, 22 years old, these guys are having so many things thrown at them so quickly. You're talking about a situation, for example, where someone with money, they're coming into a large amount of money. They may have never had that in their lives before. Sure. New friends coming out of the woodwork, having to move to a new city. I mean, a lot of things that as a young person, we as adults may be able to handle it better, but maybe someone who isn't acclimated with all this, it's only lived in a football bubble, would really struggle. And those are the types of folks that the NFL is trying to reach. And also explain the temptations, explain how things can go quickly wrong. They bring in guest speakers, Chris Herron, who lost his basketball career to heroin use. You have Adante Stallworth, who hit and killed a man in a DUI accident on a South Beach highway in South Florida, and how it changed his life. And so you hope that those athletes can learn from the mistakes of others rather than having to go through it themselves.
I think it's one of the cool things about the National Football League is that they truly do make an effort to try to reach out to all of these different players that they have, and they all come from all walks of life.
Yes.
And I think it's just a good thing that they're always trying to get through to the players.
And I will say this. Look, am I saying it's altruistic? No, because it is good business for the NFL to have successful players off the field. I mean, that's, this way you're not losing players who are great athletes to jail, to suspensions, things like this. You're not having stories that come out that say that, 70% of all these athletes lose all their money by the time they're done playing football. The NFL realized there was a problem. It's bad publicity, but they also do want to help these athletes. So it really does go hand in hand. And hopefully, again, this generation will also not only be able to avoid some of those financial pitfalls, some of the concussion pitfalls as well. And I know this symposium here in Cincinnati is so influential in trying to teach proper neck training, trying to diffuse concussive forces. Mike Gittleson, Kim Wood have been at the forefront of this. And I feel, unfortunately, and Ed, you go to strength programs, like I say, across the country, sometimes neck training really gets lost in the wash, and that's a shame.
He's really brought it to the forefront, and I think it's having an impact. I think, you can see that when you go to these different programs, to these different colleges, some of the pro, many of the pro teams that we've seen, they really are making an emphasis to get this right. And, a lot of it has to do with Kim and getting the message out, and Gittleson. And, here we are 5 years into it, and it's still rolling.
Yeah, and I think that the caliber of the people you have at this clinic as well is really strong, because you have major strength programs here. The University of Michigan represented, Illinois, Northwestern, West Virginia, Maryland. I mean, I don't want to slight anyone else that's here, but I mean, that is, you know, there's a ton of people here, as well as high school coaches. And it's so influential, and you've had folks that come back year after year because I think it's refresher training, and I think they really love the culture of what's being built. So that's a great part about the symposium, and it's something that's done out of the, you know, the goodness of Kim Wood's heart. There's no, and Mike Gittleson, there's no sponsorship. These guys are just paying for it because they strongly believe that another generation of athletes needs to change the training of what's gone on in the past, need to try to build neck strength, need to train properly so that they're best protected for football.
You know, Alex, and once again, I'm with Alex Maravez. He's the Sirius.
Do Sirius XM NFL Radio. Also do FoxSports.com and also Fox Sports 1 NFL, senior NFL writer, I guess is my title.
Yeah, that's some cool stuff. And the big thing about it, Alex, is that you love the NFL. I love the NFL. Everybody, it's one of the most popular things in the U.S., really, going. And nowadays, it's 24/7, and with your radio show, And it's just constant with the social media. We really want this to, these neck injuries and head injuries and everything to be able to...
minimized,
yeah.
Like you would say it. Yeah, I mean, and Kim gives a presentation every year explaining the attack on football. There's a lot of folks on the outside that want to see football disappear, quite honestly, or maybe to advance their own careers professionally. They're attacking football because you can beat it up in some ways because of mistakes that are made. And quite honestly, there are things that should be exposed by the media. I have no problem with that. If it wasn't for media pressure, and if it wasn't for the lawsuit of more than 4,500 former players who say they were either misdiagnosed or said that their concussions were causing problems and they didn't realize the long-term consequences, well, then maybe this change doesn't happen because the NFL was doing good business before that. But where this starts is responsible training, trying to help that issue. And I think it's important for the lifeline of football, because you worry about where is the sport going in 20 years if it continues to lose youth involvement. USA Football is trying. They're offering a lot of grants. They're trying to keep that pipeline going. But there's a concern among players. You ask a lot of current players or even former players, would you let your kid play football? And they say no. And that's something that needs to change. I mean, we need to make sure that the environment is, okay, you're not going to be 100% healthy. There's no way you can completely mitigate the risk of being injured. But if you were injured, this way then there are safeguards in place to let you know, okay, there's an athletic trainer who recognizes concussive symptoms. There's a head coach who does, the parents as well. And you're trying to create a culture where a young man isn't afraid to say, I've gotten concussed. I don't feel right. I don't feel well. And admit, Coach, can you please look at me? It used to be a badge of honor to play through injuries or to try to play through something that happened to your head. Well, not anymore. Now it's just a badge of stupidity, I think, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and this youth football, it's such an important thing. It's such an important ingredient for a lot of these kids growing up. And to see that, if we can do what we can to educate coaches about the way to hit, the way to tackle, and the way to train, we can not lose that youth, because I think it's important for the youth, to have that involvement and have that activity. And if they don't, what are they going to get involved in,
Yeah, you're right. And Ed, I think you made such a great point earlier about what an NFL locker room is, but it's also like that at the high school level as well. Kids from every different background getting together, 53 at the NFL level, 53 players from all walks of life, all parts of the country, all parts of the world sometimes, getting together to work toward one common goal and learning about each other. Well, it's the same for a football program. Even in high school, where a lot of the kids are from the same area, you're going to learn lessons. You're going to get together. You're going to build friendships for life. And there's important things that you learn as well about winning and about losing and perseverance and health and things like this. And I just feel like there's so much to be offered by football that it's important that the sport continue to exist, but it needs to change to ensure its longevity, to ensure its continued success in our culture.
We definitely need longevity in the NFL and football, period. And with that, we can... continue to listen to many of your Sirius
XM
radio shows, and look forward to hearing more your programming and what's next for you, Alex? Where do you go next?
Well, I'm gonna take a little bit of time off this summer. I'm gonna head to actually a referee symposium in Dallas. We have the first female official in Sarah Thomas this year, and we also have a lot of changes. It's interesting when I know there's a lot of strength training going on here. Well, there's strength and fitness training going on with NFL officials. Dean Blandino, the head of officiating, said that we cannot have out of shape referees, and that if your physical fitness isn't at a certain level, you could be fired. So they have hired trainers to work with some of the referees to try to get them in better shape, because the speed of the game has increased and the no-huddle attacks have increased to a point that you don't want officials who are gassed, who are out of place on the field when the snap is going on, or delaying the snap of the football because they can't get their act together. They're trying to accelerate that process. So I'll be writing about that. And then the SiriusXM NFL Radio training camp tour starting late July will be in Dallas, San Diego, Arizona, Oakland, St. Louis, Kansas City, Atlanta, and of course the Pro Football Hall of Fame will be there as well. Channel 88, I'm usually on Monday to Friday, 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern, 2 to 6 on Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern time on Sundays, and of course you can read my work, foxsports.com, Twitter, at Alex Marvez.
Love it, Alex. Alex Marvez, thanks for joining us.
Got to keep in the Ed podcast.
That's right.
No one does it like Ed Sakala. We know
that. That's right. Thank you, Alex. Alex Marvez, really appreciate you stopping in and doing this podcast with us today.
Thank you.